It's Tuesday of the fourth week of Lent. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Zulsdorf.
I have sinned, forgive me.
Today's Roman station is another of the beautiful churches dedicated to the Deacon Lawrence, San Lorenzo in Damaso. This was the site of the barracks of a famous gladiatorial team, the Greens, the color of leeks, which I suppose they used as tokens, rather like people in Wisconsin use large pieces of plastic cheese that they put on their heads. This is also, perhaps, the site of the house of Pope St. Damasus. Damasus is famous, among other things, for prompting Jerome to translate scripture. Damasus died in 384. The first basilica was built here in the 4th century by Damasus. He lived near the Theater of Pompey, and here he founded his public library. Damasus also built many shrines to martyrs and was very much devoted to their veneration. He composed beautiful poetic epigrams to be inscribed on marble, which were placed at important sites of worship, and we have several of them today. They're instantly recognizable by the special script, the shape of the lettering that was used for the inscriptions. An inscription here at San Lorenzo in Damaso reads, "I have erected this building for the archives of the Roman Church. I have surrounded it with porticos on either side, and I have given it my name, which I hope will be remembered for centuries." It had many rebuildings thereafter, but it remained the chancery of the whole Roman Church ever thereafter. And it, as a matter of fact, it houses the three great tribunals now, the Rota, the Signatura, and the Apostolic Penitentiary, which deals with indulgences and matters of the internal forum. From the Church's Year of Grace by Pius Parsh. Were one to give a title to today's Mass, it could well be Moses and Christ, for we are in the midst of Moses Week, as shown by the responsories at Matins. Moses, the bestower of manna, prefigured Christ, who fed the people in the wilderness by miraculously multiplying loaves of bread, and who now gives the food of the Eucharist to Christians in the desert of life. We have already seen how Moses is a type of Christ in other respects. Today, however, he foreshadows the suffering Savior. The lesson tells a stirring story. Moses ascended Mount Horeb to receive the law from God and remained on the holy mountaintop for 40 days. In the meantime, the people became restless and violated the covenant. They made a golden bull and worshipped it. "This is your God, O Israel, who brought you out of the land of Egypt." And they danced about the golden calf, sacrificed to it, and made merry. Inflamed with holy wrath, Moses descended the mountain, broke the tablets of the law in the people's presence, burned the bull, and inflicted a severe penalty on the offenders. And God resolved to reject his people for having sinned, and make Moses the ancestor of a new chosen race. At this juncture, the patriarch stands forth in all his greatness. He begs, he implores pardon for the people. From his lips come great and noble words. "Alas, this people has committed a very great sin, but now forgive them in their transgressions. If you do not, then erase my name from the book which you have written." Such selfless devotion to his fellow men makes Moses a type of Christ, who sacrificed himself for all mankind. Almost the first word of our Lord's public life was, "Come." The final word of his public life was, "Go into the world." First, one must come to him to learn, to be inspired, to find the ultimate goal of life, to discover meaning, purposes, the significance of justice and liberty. Then go among the nations, go to accomplish, go to serve, to wash feet, to feed the hungry, to establish equality, to pick up the wounded, like Good Samaritans. Fulton Sheen.